WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is churning toward Jamaica.
Winds now 185 miles per hour. Overnight it was sitting at 175. We have gusts way over 200 miles per hour.
CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak, at least 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, are blamed on the big storm. U.S. military says it hit 4 alleged drug boats in the Pacific, killing 14 people, leaving 1 survivor. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Secretary Hegseth said that this is going to be a daily occurrence. We have to point out where these strikes took place. He said 3 strikes, 4 vessels. 2 of them were hit with 1 strike.
Amazon said today it will cut about 14,000 corporate jobs as the company wraps up spending on artificial intelligence. Day 28 of the federal government shutdown, people at airports feeling it again with more than 1,000 flight delays. Air traffic controllers are working without pay. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WCFW is your home for real news and great conversation in the Chippewa Valley. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to release contingency funding for food share benefits. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, SNAP programs across the country, including food share in Wisconsin, are expected to see delays with benefits for the month of November. Last week, the USDA issued a memo stating that $3 billion of that contingency funding could not be legally used to address administrative costs and benefit payments during the shutdown. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chance of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. Barron County 4-H is advising residents that the 2025 Barron County plat book is now available for purchase. The plat book is updated yearly to include things like property boundaries and topographical maps of the county. This year's edition also includes maps of area watersheds, school districts, recreational trails, and more. Area residents can purchase the 2025 plat book at a variety of locations, including the UW Eau Claire Barron County campus and the County Government Center. The proceeds raised support youth in Barron County 4-H. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to their annual fall grazing conference this weekend. The conference will be held at the Shell Lake Community Center on Saturday from 8 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to check out new agency and commercial exhibits and network with other grazers to discuss new ways to improve their own operations. Residents interested in attending the conference must register by Wednesday, which can be done on the organization's website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WCFW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cloudy to mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. An east to southeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight there will be some rain chances. Then we'll see clouds around the area, lows in the upper 30s. Those clouds clear out early Wednesday in mid-50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy, the investigative reporter, Guardian, New York Times author, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his new film, All Washed Away, about Katrina 20 years later and Kerr County, Texas flood and Trump's plan to shut down FEMA in December. Available over at Greg's Substack, Greg Palast's Substack, and his website. And you can watch it on YouTube. You can also watch his film, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen, narrated by Rosaria Dawson, produced by Martin Sheen, in the above places. GregPalast.com, GregPalast.BlueSky.Social, and Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you, Tom.
Great to have you. We just blew up apparently four more or a couple more alleged drug boats off the coast of either Colombia or Venezuela. I'm not sure which. Seeing the reports on MSNBC. You knew Hugo Chavez and you knew President Maduro.
Yes.
Of Venezuela.
Yes.
And also we're seeing reports, by the way, that Maduro is saying that he just foiled a false flag attack, that the CIA, a CIA-funded criminal cell, was going to attack the USS Gravely, or Gravely, a naval destroyer that's in Trinidad. He says this is just like this. He says it's the same imperial script as the main ship. You know, remember the main World War, the Spanish-American War, and the Gulf of Tonkin, fabricating
Gulf
a conflict.
Gulf of Tonkin, yes, exactly.
So going on here? What's the deal with us in Venezuela?
Okay. And by the way, if you go to my Substack today, you'll see my story about Venezuela. And I also have another film to watch, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. He wasn't actually killed, just so you know, which you can download for free again or watch at GregPalast.com or YouTube.
Okay.
The Assassination
of Chavez. Sorry to interrupt but your audio is really funky right now. And it wasn't just a few minutes ago when Sean tested with you.
Okay, how about this? Is this better? Sorry.
Well, just keep on going. It sounds the same, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. Let me just see. Sorry. Okay. Now, if three things you have to know about Venezuela. They have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. Second, they have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. And third, they have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. According to OPEC, it's literally they have four times as much oil as Saudi Arabia. So let me tell you something. If Venezuela's main export were broccoli, we wouldn't be blowing up boats and talking about removing their president. Okay? That's pretty simple. I was a BBC television reporter assigned to cover Venezuela and, by the way, and Trinidad. And these boats that they were blowing up, even little Marco Rubio said that the boats were headed from Venezuela to Trinidad, which is only 7 miles across the water. It's like here in L.A., we go to Catalina. These are commuters, workers, and the people that we've been able to identify are absolutely not drug dealers. When have you ever seen a U.S. prosecutor grab a drug vote and not show you the drugs, not give you the names of the drug dealers, not show you the guns and the weapons, because these are literally just commuters between Trinidad and Venezuela. Yes, they got a couple of real drug boats, no question, but those are coming out of Venezuela up the Pacific coast. Venezuela does not have any seafront on the Pacific Ocean, only the Caribbean. But it's all about this oil. Chevron is dying to get its hands on the oil. They're there, and Trump has said unless there's a regime change, they will not be allowed to take their oil out of Venezuela. Exxon wants oil back. They left the country. So it's about, guess what? It's about the oil. And, you know, that's what it's about.
Do you think Maduro's charge that the CIA was plotting a false flag attack on one of the destroyers, the U.S. destroyers in the region?
I understand. This is our fourth attempt to remove the elected government of Venezuela. Remember, the U.S. was behind or supported the kidnapping of Hugo Chavez in 2002. Which the U.S. government thought if we kidnapped Chavez, the people would rise up against him. They'd be so happy that this dictator was gone. In fact, it was like the Bay of Pigs. We literally had a couple hundred thousand people surround the coup plotters in the presidential palace. And I talked with Chavez actually through his people while he was kidnapped.
Louise and I were there the day that that happened.
Yes.
Louise and I were in Venezuela.
In Caracas.
We were actually on a cruise ship, and it docked there the day that happened. Just total coincidence. Anyhow, back to
you. So what's happened is we keep now, one thing to understand, Hugo Chavez, despite what the U.S. State Department said, was incredibly popular. I actually was also, not only was I basically a friend of Hugo Chavez, I tend not to be friends of politicians, but I was also close with Maduro, the current president. And I got to tell you, Chavez was very popular. He was elected by landslides. I don't care what the State Department said, but I got to tell you, I'm sorry, my progressive friends, Maduro stole the last election. He won his first two, but the last one he did lose. He won't leave office. My good friend has become a dictator. Now, he visited me in New York, but a dictator's a dictator. I don't care, and I have to say so. But we're not talking, you know, if you're talking about removing dictators who are moving drugs, according to the latest New Yorker investigation, the big drug cartel running coke into the United States is based in Abu Dhabi. Remember, that's, you know, these, we're talking about the Emirates, which gave $2 billion to Trump buying his coins. They gave him a 747, not to the U.S. government, but personally to Donald Trump. And so they're not being overthrown.
Well, wait a second. How does Qatar provide drugs to the United States? They're in the Middle East.
It's the Kinahan organized drug gang, which is so if you read the United Nations World Drug Report, they say Venezuela is just not a source of production or distribution of drugs, because obviously they're on the Caribbean. There's no way that an intelligent drug dealer is going to involve the Venezuelan government in this type of activity. Mm-hmm. So the Kinahan organized drug cartel is run out of Abu Dhabi. Read the latest New Yorker. And but not Chavez or Maduro. So the question is, do we want to remove a head of state by bullets or by ballots? And that's what I think we need. We need to work on that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wow. What do we do with this, Greg? I mean, how I get it that, you know, it seems like it's two separate issues here. Number one is that Donald Trump killing these people in these boats, these people who are commuting back and forth between Trinidad and Venezuela, the 7-mile stretch of water there. That is a crime. That is murder on the high seas, as the president of Pinto, I think his name is, or Pina, the president of Colombia.
Pedro. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Has pointed out. So you've got that.
And by the way, the government of Trinidad and the president of Trinidad, by the way, is a big Trump fan.
Yeah.
But she said, you killed two of our citizens, kids who are just commuting to work from Venezuela.
Right.
And that's a real close Trump ally.
And we had their names for a 3-hour story here in the American media.
Yeah, I'm looking for their names, but it's one Indian descent kid, because that's typical in Trinidad, and an African and a Trinidadian African. And they were just, these are kids who were killed because they were commuting to work. But the key thing, again, is the attempt to seize oil. And I should say, by the way, according to The Wall Street Journal, the Trump administration, on background to the Journal, was very direct. We're either going to kidnap or kill Maduro. We're going to change their president. The problem is we could end up with another Bay of Pigs like we did in 2002 in Venezuela, or like as we did in Cuba, where Venezuelans may not like Maduro right now because the economy is devastated by the U.S. embargo, which doesn't allow their oil out and doesn't allow oil equipment in to keep the oil flowing. They're down to 700,000 barrels a day of production versus the 2.4 million barrels a day they used to have. Now, why do we care? Because that's about I'm an energy economist by training and statistician, and I can tell you it's roughly between 50 cents and a dollar added to the pump price of our gas. So we have done that by creating an embargo on Venezuela, where we've lost 2 million barrels a day of potential production into the world supply. This is serious stuff. So I think that Trump's idea is that we'll get a hold of the oil, the price of gasoline will come down, and he'll be reelected to his third term.
I understand that, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the only major refinery in the United States that can refine this heavy kind of tar-like oil that comes out of Venezuela is owned by the Koch family, Charles Koch and his family.
Well, yes.
If that's true, why is he not leaning on Trump? Or is he leaning on Trump? I mean, does that play a role in this?
I've been following the Kochs for a while. Obviously, they would do very, very well if we got a hold of that oil, because they took over the Sun Oil refineries on the Texas coast, which were specifically designed just to refine Venezuelan super heavy oil. It's really gunky stuff. And only a few refineries can do it. Also, a couple Citgo refineries, which were owned by the government of Venezuela. The U.S. government actually seized Citgo refineries and gave it to this guy, Juan Guaido, a white guy who was living in Washington that we tried to foist on Venezuela as president. In the end, he never ran, because you have to understand it's a black and Indian mestizo nation. And until Chavez, they never had one of their own. It was always a white president. So they're not going to go back to an apartheid system. But again, Maduro isn't popular because of the embargo. And imagine, by the way, if Texas were told you can't sell your oil outside of Texas, you can't get any supplies.
Greg Abbott would melt down. Yeah, I get it. Greg, so, always bring the goods. Thank you so much for illuminating this issue for us. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Tom. Thank you.
And if you stick around for about 5 minutes, you'll hear your little song there. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sing along.
There you go. 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CB Distillery. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because, hey, it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts, even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP when you check out. At CBDistillery.com, and the code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Save up to 40% on everything. Go over to CBDistillery.com and use that code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
It was a fair fight, democracy at play. But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. fresh and twisted. Democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance, the games they spun, proving one clear fact: Trump lost suppression. Suppression as their claim to
fame. There you go. 25 minutes past the hour. Is corruption the new American dream? A nation built on the gospel of the grift? This is the op-ed that I published at Hartman Report yesterday. And, the point of it is that if you look at, and the UN has these statistics, the World Bank has these statistics, if you look at the economy of Russia, about a quarter, somewhere between 20 and 25% of the total economic activity of that country has been basically seized by Putin and oligarchs close to Putin. And an awful lot of it is being skimmed off the top. Same thing with Hungary. With Hungary, it's 15 to 20%. And that's the model that the Heritage Foundation apparently is using with Project 2025, and that Donald Trump is certainly using with his administration, where there's a reason why all these CEOs, one after another, walked up to Donald Trump and handed him, here's Tim Cook. Oh, may I please give you this piece of gold, Mr. Trump? Please do away with our tariffs. Oh, yes, of course, I'll do that for you. No problem. Here's a $16 billion tax break for you, son. Just give me another gold, this is nuts. And this is America right now, where we've got a president who's demanding tribute. You got a foreign dictator giving him a $400 million jet, and now we're spending $1 billion to outfit it so that when he leaves office, he'll have his own fancy little 747. Nice work if you can get it. But we all pay for this. This kind of corruption destroys economies. It doesn't just, it destroys faith in democracy, of course. But it's not just that, it also ruins economies. Another aspect of it is, Trump putting up with monopoly, the growth of monopolies, which again destroys economies and makes it harder for small business people. We got to stop this stuff. We got to clean this government up.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. Ha! He has filled it with his people. We'll be right back. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Although right now, China has not bought any soybeans, even though there are talks about it, there may be an upside in another commodity. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to tell us why wheat may be coming up big shortly. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U for you this fall.
Now here's John Heinberg telling us about the possibility of our wheat going to China.
That's the buzzword in this thing. It's just still framework. There's not a finalized deal there. There's still a lot of little pieces that are coming together, but it still sounds like it's going to be that way. You know, obviously the market's been so focused on soybeans in terms of the news media and the negative push against on the soybean side of it because of the tariffs, a lack of sales. But, you know, this trade deal there does open up a whole bunch of other things. That's why the wheat market's taken off a little bit. China was already rumored to be thinking about some wheat due to some heavy wetness conditions in their wheat planting areas that they, you know, may be looking for supplies there.
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how those markets are moving midday on this Tuesday. It looks like the grain markets are still feeling the power of optimism behind the trade talks with China, as cash new crop corn is up 6 3/4 at 435.5, and cash and new crop soybeans are up 20 cents at 1087.25. December wheat is up 6 3/4 at 532 3/4. With July new crop 2026 wheat up 7 cents at 571.5. Class 3 milk is seeing losses though, with November contracts down 10 cents at 1779 hundredweight and December contracts down 15 cents at 1721 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WCFW in the app and the news comes to you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cloudy to mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. An east to southeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, there will be some rain chances. Then we'll see clouds around the area, lows in the upper 30s. Those clouds clear out early Wednesday in mid-50s. Right now, it's 48.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
How much for all of your support?
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and start giving them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% off the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
They built their tower out of fear and gold, sold out the truth for the lies they told. The flags still wave, but the stars don't gleam. There's blood in the gears of the old machine. Is corruption the American dream? Where money's a god and power redeems. The deal goes down while the people sleep. Freedom don't come cheap.
Six minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Think ICE is bad now? Wait until the Customs and Border Patrol takes over. CBP. This Garrett Graff wrote this piece for doomsdayscenario.co. And he talks about how back in 2014, he did an in-depth article titled The Green Monster. He says, I interviewed every single one of the people who served as commissioners of Customs and Border Protection for a 2014 piece called The Green Monster. The Border Patrol at the time was the most deadly federal law enforcement agency in the country. People shot in the back, unarmed, or across the border in Mexico. The Border Patrol has a much longer, darker, and more militaristic history than the still new ICE. And he points out that this is important because basically there's a power struggle going on inside the DHS right now between ICE and CBP. And Corey Lewandowski, who is Kristi Noem's alleged boyfriend, the two are flying around the country in her brand new private jets having an affair, apparently. And Greg Bovino, this Border Patrol executive who is in court right now or was earlier today in Chicago, apparently in, you know, for violating court orders, like throwing a tear gas canister at some protesters against a court order. That they want Bovino, they want CPB, he's Customs and Border Patrol, CPB. They want CPB to take control of ICE because ICE isn't being aggressive enough. I mean, this is, you know, and this guy, Bovino, he's like the Ernst Röhm of our time, you know, at least according to Garrett Graff, according to this article. And according to Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, he said, quote, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, and Greg Bovino have failed their oaths of office and allowed agents under their command to act unconscionably under the color of law. They have given the impression that their actions are immune from investigation or accountability. They are not. He has formed a commission to document the abuses of this bunch. And now he's, you know, Bovino, he's the guy who quote, next Bovino was the force behind the controversial military-backed show of force by the Border Patrol in L.A.'s MacArthur Park. Agents on horseback marched through the park where kids were playing soccer. Better get used to this now because this is going to be normal very soon, Bovino told Fox News. And now he's up, you know, front and center with Chicago. So it's getting wild out there. It's getting absolutely wild. Back to your calls here. Allie in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Hey, Allie, what's up?
Tom, I'm so happy to talk to you. I've been listening since the Air America days.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I learn something every day. I'm reporting in. You know how you were talking about the big raise in health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our great governor, J.B. Pritzker, now we are not going to be on healthcare.gov in Illinois. They've created our own marketplace, Get Covered Illinois.
Oh, really?
And as of yesterday, yes.
Is this brand new?
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm sorry?
Is this brand new?
It is brand new, and I'm not completely sure the reason, but I know that Governor Pritzker has wanted to kind of shield us from some of the worst of stuff. But yesterday, you can't enroll officially till November 1st, but yesterday we were able to get on and compare plans and see what things were cost. Mm-hmm. Now, I signed up for the Affordable Care Act the day it started. Mm-hmm. But as you know, death by a thousand cuts, price keeps going up, going up, going up. My current premium has been, on a silver plan, $470 a month. Mm-hmm. And that's with the good subsidies. Mm-hmm. So now I go in and I look at, I can't look at the HSA plans because they all have super high deductibles, really, really high out of pocket. So mine has been a very good plan, $200 deductible and $900 out of pocket max. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could deal with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But now here I was able to go through and just kind of press the buttons to see, kind of as if you were checking out. My monthly premium before any tax credit would have been $1,954.
Wow.
And I'm actually.
That's a quadrupling of your price.
Yes. Then they show, monthly tax credit. I'm actually able to get a little more next year, supposedly, allegedly. We'll see. I doubt it. Of $800-something. I would still, with a subsidy, be asked to pay $1,100 a month. I can't do it. I'm not quite sure why that is doing that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the insurance companies raise the prices because they assume we're not getting the subsidy.
Well, they're raising the prices also because their executives are not happy with, $2, $3, $5, $10 million paychecks. They want $15, $20, $25 million paychecks. After all, the first CEO of United Healthcare walked away with $1.6 billion. And the current CEO has a half a billion dollars.
Yeah.
So they, it's not just a Rolls Royce; it's a new chalet in Switzerland. These guys are fabulously rich, and they're buying back their own stocks and things like this. So, it's a ripoff. This is why it was so unfortunate that when Obama wanted to do a national health care plan, he chose the plan that the Heritage Foundation had put together for Ronald Reagan back in the day that Reagan just never did, which was what we call Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It was entirely based on for-profit health insurance companies. And he was one vote away from, and if he had fought for it, he would have gotten a public option. In other words, you could buy Medicare at any age as an alternative. And, he caved in because of Joe Lieberman, if you'll recall, who was from Connecticut and was heavily funded by the insurance industry. Yeah, bought off Joe Lieberman. It's really tragic, but, here we are. So
it is very tragic, and they do say, now I'm going to have to go to Medicaid.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, in Illinois, you have quite a few options, quite a few plans. One of them is called Blue Cross Community Plan. Interestingly, that will cover more than my current insurance.
And that's not via the ACA. That's just buying it from Blue Cross.
Not via the ACA. That's just one of the health choice, if you go, I don't have the exact website, Health Choices of Illinois.
Yeah.
And I looked at all of my doctors and even the medications I take.
That's
but, of course, we don't know if that rug's going to get pulled out from underneath.
Yeah. No, hang on. Eventually it will. I mean, we've had Blue Cross for years here, for my staff. We provide health insurance. And boy, the prices have exploded over the last 8 or 9 years. I mean, it's just because we've been doing it for 20 years. And it's just shocking what's happened. Allie, I got to run. I'm sorry. I got to move along. But thank you for the call and thanks for the update. I appreciate it. Hills in Ventura, California. Hey, Hills, what's up?
Good morning. I'm listening on KPFK LA. Excellent.
Thank
radio.
You.
I'm wondering what you think about the idea that struck me at a
frustration with the Supreme Court and, you know, Citizens United, et cetera, that you've educated us on. Maybe the next big demonstration should be on the steps of the Supreme Court.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense. I think that I think that Thomas and Alito are just, you know, bought off corrupt hacks, and Alito may even be a pro-Nazi hack. But I think that Kavanaugh certainly hates Democrats after what he was put through in his hearings. He swore vengeance. But I think Amy Coney Barrett and maybe Neil Gorsuch, of course, you know, he felt like his mother was persecuted by Democrats. But I think that the ones who aren't just partisan hacks are actually afraid of Donald Trump. And I think it would be better if they realized how hostile public opinion is toward their behavior. Not that I want to any kind of physical threat against them, but they really need to know. This is one third of our government. This is the third branch of government. They really need to know that people are not happy with them. Hills, thanks for the call. Great suggestion. And thanks for listening on KPFK. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And FYI, for those of you who might just be hitting 65 or whatever, Medicare Advantage plans are a ripoff. Be very, very careful when these things come on your TV. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Hungry for a home-cooked meal that hits the spot? Come on down to Chickadee's Family Restaurant, your cozy local veteran-owned diner serving up smiles 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're talking breakfast all day, hearty made-from-scratch soups, and their famous homemade, never-frozen hash browns. Craving lunch? Dive into delicious burgers, stacked sandwiches, and deep-fried chicken gizzards just like Mom used to make. Chickadee's, family-owned, always friendly, always fresh. Drop in and taste the charm.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. The metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, at getnativepath.com/Hartman. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
In the golden it's Halloween. Tower, high above the fear, Count Magala whispers in your ear. He drinks from headlines, feeds on fame. No mirror shows his shame.
He sleeps in silk and tweets all night. The truth turns pale beneath his bite.
Count Magala's biting facts tonight, sucking logic out of
the light. He bans the books.
Magula.
Steals reflections.
Oh, what a week. They're going to force me to wear a costume, too, on Friday, I understand. Jude in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hey, Jude, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about the cell phones as spies. Mm-hmm. I, too, watched Rachel Maddow, and I was petrified after as I was listening. And so my question is that I want to pose to you and your and everybody who's listening is, what can we possibly do? Can we turn off our phones? Will that stop them? Or do we get burner phones? And I'm not just talking when we go to demonstrations and protests. She was making it clear in our homes. I'm on all kinds of Democratic lists. I mean, you know, they know, you know, my name shows up everywhere. And so, you know, they can turn on my microphone. They can turn on the camera. They know my location. And I just wonder, rather than feeling so helpless with this thing in my hand and in my pocket, what can we do? Should we get burner phones? Should we find a new network? I don't know.
Jude, as far as first of all, you know, if you're not breaking the law, generally speaking.
Don't worry.
I'm reluctant to say that just that glibly because the other point Rachel made last night, which is the point that Stalin's chief of his secret police, I forget his name now, used to say, you know, he'd say, show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Exactly.
That, you know, pretty much everybody has done something wrong that, or something that's close enough to wrong that it could be exploded into. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at what they're going after, you know, Comey and Letitia James and stuff for, you know, check the wrong box on a mortgage application. Right. You know, we're all vulnerable. There's nobody who is not vulnerable. But that said, I think the solution is to elect Democrats. I mean, Joe Biden outlawed this software and Donald Trump authorized it for ICE. That should tell you the whole thing. I mean, this is a political problem. The software is not going to go away. It's been around for a long time. And by the way, it's not the only piece of spyware out there that can be used like this, you know, at a government level. Pegasus is probably the most famous, but they're also using what do they call it? Stingrays. These are devices that appear to be a cell tower. They transmit on the same frequencies as cell towers. They use all the protocols of cell towers, and they pass through internet data and telephone calls. So you can't. So if your phone is in the vicinity,
I'm Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Pecan.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in southwestern Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. Its winds at 185 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan.
It's going to be a very dangerous scenario. It's now starting to play out in the next few hours as the eye of Melissa moves across Jamaica today. Catastrophic wind damage expected in the eyewall. You know, total building failures.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kingston.
There are not many places, not much infrastructure in the U.S. that is built to withstand that. Maybe up to a 3, but a 5 is really questionable. But a lot of people are staying in their homes. They feel that they've made it through past storms, and they feel that they'll make it through this one.
Anna Kay on why more people didn't heed the warnings.
The last big storm that we had, major hurricane we had, was 37 years ago. So a lot of our population has never seen anything like this. So trying to get people to take it absolutely serious has been a bit of a struggle.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cindy Greening is with Chippewa Valley Indivisible. Maybe I missed the meeting notices. Have you been to these Antifa meetings, and did you get your George Soros check and I just missed it? I get a feeling this is more like regular Americans than paid agitators.
Nobody's getting paid. They're there out of their commitment and love for this country. We want to stand for it, bring back the values where everyone is taken care of and included.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders.
innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. This weekend, we all fall back. Daylight saving time ends and we turn our clocks back 1 hour. It's also a good time to check your smoke detectors and replace those batteries. Stay safe, stay on time. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report. Throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.